Earlier this month, the city council in Kansas City did something extraordinary. It passed an ordinance to keep the mayor's wife from volunteering in the mayor's office. The mayor responded with the first veto in the city's history. Then the council overturned that veto, and now the mayor is threatening to sue the council. Frank Morris of member station KCUR explains what brought Kansas City to this impasse.
Mark Funkhauser is a serious, imposing guy, especially when he's sitting on his front porch talking about the role of his wife, Gloria Squatiro, at City Hall.
I know what I need, and I choose to have my wife beside me, and I don't give a flat damn who cares.
At first blush, Funkhauser and Squatiro seem kind of an odd couple. He used to be the city auditor. He's amazingly tall, 6'8", bony and gruff.
And I'm a feisty, tiny little Italian broad.
When Funkhauser ran for mayor, Gloria Squatiro jumped in to manage and to humanize the campaign. They beat the local business and political establishment. And when Mayor Funkhauser moved to City Hall, Squatiro grabbed that tiny little cubicle right outside his door.
This is kind of cramped.
Oh, would you think? We're very cozy here together, aren't we, Frank? My husband might get a little miffed about that if he saw this.
Squatiro says that after 30 years together, she knows exactly how Funkhauser thinks. So when people in the office have questions for the mayor, and he's busy, they can just ask her.
I am the link from him to them, them to him, from him to people in the community.
We don't need a gatekeeper for the mayor's office.
Yael Abahaka is a columnist with the Kansas City Star. He backed Funkhauser in last year's election, but didn't figure on Squatiro's huge role in the administration.
She is irritating. She is outspoken. I think the mayor's even admitted that she's kind of can be brash, and yes, some council members don't like that.
In fact, all 12 of them voted for the ordinance that would stop Squatiro from volunteering in the mayor's office. Councilwoman Jan Markison sponsored it.
When a spouse or someone, you know, closely related to you is working with you, your judgment is clouded by your feelings for them, and so there's a lack of accountability.
Gloria Squatiro has done a few things that might get a normal staffer canned. For one, she sent out a holiday letter gleefully describing Funkhauser's prostate exam that turned up on blogs and eventually major newspapers and magazines. Then Squatiro drew a lawsuit. It claims that she's prone to overtly sexual and racist talk in the mayor's office. That sparked the ordinance banning her type of volunteer service. Council members say they have to protect the city, but Mayor Funkhauser considers it a power grab and a pointless diversion.
People say, when are you going to get the weeds cut? People say the police response takes too long. My God, there were 20 murders in Kansas City in August, and that's the worst month we've had in 20 years. That's what people care about, and that's what I'm working on, and I want to be left alone to do that.
Members of the city council say they, too, want to get past this and get on with the city's real business. They blame the whole flap on Mayor Funkhauser's intransigence. But Funkhauser insists that, ordinance or no, no matter who it annoys, Gloria Squatiro is sticking with him in the mayor's office. That means the fight over Kansas City's first lady is likely to shift soon from City Hall to the courthouse. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.